So we're about to embark on the, you guys can hear me on the Zoom also? Guys can hear, okay, guys in the back for sure can hear, okay. I'm about to embark upon really the main sugya of Birchas HaMitzvahs that appears in Pesachim Daf Zayin. We've been talking about Birchas HaMitzvahs for the last couple of weeks. We will help Mitzvah continue to talk about it for a little bit longer, not that much more. There is enough tests around the corner. But this is really how we got into it in the first place. Because the Gemara presents the famous machlokes between Rav Papa and Rav Papi, the two Talmidim, Uvalkam of Rava, as to what exactly the nusach of the bracha and bircha is all about. So we started out by saying, everyone agrees you make a bracha. Everyone agrees it has something to do with beer. And each one of those things was, you know, was lumpish as to why that's true. Why there's a bracha altogether, and why it's a beer to a bracha. And then the Amarama parting ways, whether the nusach of bracha is livar chametz, or whether the nusach of bracha is al beer chametz. At the end of the day, there's very, very little that the Gemara gives us as to what really is behind the nusach of brachas. Why is it that some brachas get le and some get al? In the greatest scheme of things, the Gemara talks about almost nothing. The Gemara talks about b'tikas chametz, and the Gemara throws in mila, and the Gemara throws in shchita, and throws in sukkah, and throws in lulav. But that's really a tipa min hayam. There are many, many more brachas that are unaccounted for. And we have this phenomenon in front of us where we find one day we're making Liz, and one day we're making Oz. One day we're making Oz, and one day we're making Liz. And we're trying to plug in the Lashon HaGemara. And at the end of the day, we task in that everything is Labo Mashma. Ben Lam, it's Ben Oz Labo Mashma. Milan Shchita, Losag Lavio Moile is 99% of the time irrelevant to anything else. Lulav's in its own world, because without Ben Nafik, right? What about everything else? There's so many other problems. Why is it we know we own up a sitter and we know we say Liz and we say Alice, we say all of this? What in the world is the rule? So, with all the discussion in the Gemara, at the end of the day, the Gemara never tells us really what the rule is. The Gemara tells us all the yitzim in the klal and leaves us to figure out what is the klal? What if is there a klal? And what if there is a klal, what is that klal? So, I'm always nervous when I learn this sugya to start off with the re or to end with the re. Because the re throws his hands up, and he says, "Lo yada ri klal b'brachas." He says he has no idea what the klal is. Now, you understand my hesitation. Because if the re didn't know, so then why do we spend the next 3 days or so trying to figure out what the klal is? On the other hand, it should just give us chizuk that maybe we'll be zoichet to some amita shel Torah, that maybe even evaded the heliga ren yitzchak, the heliga re, couldn't. With his 60 talmidim, with everyone who called Tar Kula, with the Talmud Mufak Rabbeinu Tam, Grover Rabbeinu Tam's house, he had the Zev Rashi Kaddishim, and Achareka called Tar Kula's Tachas. The Re was probably, as we spoke a lot this year about the history of the Balei Taisvus, that we hopefully part of that June's man analysis. The Re was, you know, with Rabbeinu Tam and the Re and the Rash. I mean, again, it's far be for me to rank Balei Taisvus, but the Re was, no question, one of the greatest bridges in terms of Amisera, that he took the works of Rabbeinu Tam and had hundreds of Talmidim and spread and proliferated the entire body of Balei Taisvus, came basically out of the Yeshiva of the Re. And Acharei Kles Tam Liyada Re Matam Yesh Barachas. So, who are we? What do you want? Tere Lamdin Litzarech. We gotta do it. We have no choice. Lays prayer, the Sugya screaming at us. Let's see if we can try to figure it out. So, notwithstanding the fact that the Re threw his hands up, his illustrious uncle Rabbeinu Tam did not throw his hands up. Rabbeinu Tam says, I'm going to give you an inkling as to what's going on. The Rosh, in our sugya quotes from Rabbeinu Tam, that you have to look at a mitzvah through the following eyes, the following lens. Is it a mitzvah that's pretty much done on the spot? You know, the bracha do the mitzvah, the game's over, second or two? Or is it a mitzvah that shlepsach? It's a mitzvah that keeps on going. You know, I'm very weary to use the term mitzvah nimshachas. We've used that term before. But it's almost ke'ein, the concept of mitzvah nimshachas. And therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's really the kiddur. That is the characteristic for excellence. Is it a mitzvah that is an ongoing, you know, kiyum to it, ongoing event? Or is it really a here and now? And Rabbeinu Tam gives you a few examples of this. Some of the obvious ones, laniach tefillin, I put the tefillin on now. The tefillin is going to stay on for, hopefully, I mean, depending on what shachmas I'm davening. But even the quick shachmas, even without tachanun. I mean, at the end, it's funny today. I was davening shachmas today, and I was rushing towards the end of Chazos HaShatz, because you know I was behind as usual, and I was rushing to the very end because I didn't want to miss laning. And then I realized afterwards, I said, it's Wednesday. I totally, completely lost track of the days of the week. So, it was nice to get a volatil. Because I knew there was no talking today. So I knew I better hit the gas to get the lane. Okay. It's been a long weekend. Last night, so right after Yantif. One of the fellows in my shul was an allergist. So he was trying to coax me over the last 2 days to keep me going on empty. So he said right at the end of prescribed me, you know, quickly something, told me over. So I called him up for a second after Abdullah. I called him and we were talking for like 5 minutes. He's telling me what he's going to give me, and we were tilting about which pharmacy to go to. I need a 24-hour pharmacy because the pharmacy is already closed. It's already 9 o'clock. The regular ones. We both totally forgot. The pharmacy only closes at 9 o'clock on Shabbos. We were both in that mindset. Yom Tov just ended. We were both thinking about Shabbos, and then we totally missed the boat. He was sending me to West Orange to go get pharmacies. I said the pharmacy across the street from me is still open till 12 because it's regular Tuesday night. So he said, "Tyrus, she was at Mashal Balam and Azman." I said, "You don't know you're coming here. See, it's Shabbos on Thursday. You don't know what day it is. Somewhere in the middle. Okay." So comes the minute time and says the bracha of tefillin is something which schleps us. It goes. It's schlepping around. It's going around for a long time. So therefore, it's appropriate to make laniach tefillin. Now, some of you may be wondering, hey, wait a second. Don't we also make an amitzah tefillin? Oh, come on. That's a bad kasha. First of all, after Hashem say you don't even make an amitzah tefillin. And even though the Hashem say I make an amitzah tefillin, you can't make the same bracha twice, so you have to change the nusach a little bit for the Hashem Rosh. Don't bog me down with details. But the real bracha, the amitzah bracha of tefillin, and the amitzah bracha is laniach tefillin. And that makes a lot of sense. All the moshul. Lissati betzitzis. You put it on the bag in, so the bag is going to stay on for hopefully the entire day. So Talis Gadol, it's going to stay on for a long, long time. So that's called like a quasi, in a sense, mitzvah sheches, and therefore it's appropriate to make a list after. So you're going to ask me about mitzvah titzis for a kid. I knew you can ask me that question, right? So every little kid knows, Rabbi, you don't make list after if you make mitzvah titzis. So the answer is that bracha mitzvah titzis, Rabbi Tam probably never heard of. Because that bracha doesn't appear in the Gemara, doesn't appear in Chazal. It was made up in the days of the Rishonim. Why they make up the bracha? The bracha mitzvah titzis. So the Rambam quotes from some Ashkenazi. Svarim didn't have the bracha. The Rambam quotes from somebody Ashkenazi Rishonim who say that when you wear a talis katan, it's better not to make lisati titzis. It's better just to make al mitzvah titzis. My high. The Gemara says lisati. What are you changing? He says one. So the Taz has a. Or believe it or not, you know, chastitzis. But the Taz writes that, in the Amos, I think even before, he really did like a motion, and he said, also, I think the Ramah already writes this, I'm mistaken. So the Paiskim in Rechaim, beginning of Rechaim, Simit Ches, where this idea is quoted to change the bracha for the Bochor, who's not putting the Talis Gadol, because they were concerned that the Talis Gadol is not out of 10 times a Apostle anyway. Why the Apostle is too small? There's a din you have to wear, has to be royal, has to be able to chasis Rosh Hashanah. It's not so fortunate that our Talis Katan to meet that mark. We make our Talis Katan a little bit bigger than they made in the days of Rishonim, so we hope and pray that they're probably okay. But in the days of Rishonim, we get the impression that a lot of them were really, really shvach, but they weren't even really, I'd say. So the emphasis is, it's really not such a good idea to wear them, but, all right, so you're not Yaitse, it's not the apostle that you're Mavatal. If you wear. What just happened? Sounds like they're shooting. What's going on?
It's very loud. It's fine.
Okay. Well, I like this. 23 guys. I like to see who I can see. Let me see Zach. It's good. Zach looks for example. No, I don't mind. But at least let me see Zach. He's the only guy who's looking at him. I feel like he's in the show.
Three people.
Good. Okay. No, I'd like to see at least one. Because see, talk to a box is a box, but talk to a person is good. Okay. The din of Chilor Isem called Tumuna was only din by Matan Torah. It's not a din by Shir. So you're allowed to look at pictures, Rashi. If there's pictures of the Rebbe on the top. So, come to Rishonim and say that we'll make a new bracha. Does it appear anywhere in Chazal, Amitzus Tzitzis. Why? Because 9 out of 10 times, the Tzitzis apostle. Now when I say apostle, I don't mean that you're being mavatal of bits of Tzitzis. If you wear a four-cornered garment with bad strings, that's really bad. That's terrible. That's a bit of Mitzadiraisa. If you wear a bag that's too small, no gain, no loss. It means you didn't gain a mitzvah of tzitzis, and you didn't lose anything. It's like not wearing a bag at all together, so it's not chayv. So why we tell people to wear these begadim if they're not the yotzi anyway? If a guy's going to be a real shiur, you put on talskota, a real shiur. If a guy's going to wear a little 2x0, half-baked t-shirt or something, which is not really yotzi anyway, so at least it's better than nothing. You can make a bracha, but the people want to make a bracha. So you know what we do? It's the lesser of two evils. Imkva, you're already going to make a bracha. It's already going to be a bracha batala. It's better to make a bracha batala with a lashon al than a bracha batala with a lashon le. You laugh, give me the shaitan Ramon, not give Moshe. Simin Chas, take a look if you don't believe me. The Rabbo says that if you make a bracha le, that's like a real bizayin. That's like a bracha batala. Sure, can you show me just in front of le sati betzitzis? Come on, that's a sheker v'chazav. This is not lizatif. This is mishkin tzitzis. It's not a bag. The bag is not mechuyif. If you make a bracha al mitzvah tzitzis, thank you, Rebbeinu Shalom, for the general overall mitzvah tzitzis. Me, I'm not putting on tzitzis. Thank you for Klal Yisrael's mitzvah tzitzis. Al mitzvah tzitzis for the institution of tzitzis. Now, in no shape or form is the Rambam advocating making brachas al batal with the al. The Rambam is just saying that in the greater scheme of things, the world's not going to come to an end. If you make a lashon al, it's much. If you have to make a bracha batal, this is the one to make. Make an al, rather than a lit. So, therefore, when the Rishonim instituted, the Olam was making brachas anyway, the Talis Kotel, and it's hard to stop them. So at least make out your Yetzi anyway. If you change the Nischa Bracha a little bit, it's Nishka Feralach. Even if you're the one in a million guys who's wearing a kosher Talis Kotel, your Yetzi with the other. The din is, you're not supposed to be Rishonim and Pesha Tavach Chacham Bebrachas. You're supposed to say the Nusach exactly as it appears in Chazal. But if you say a similar Nusach that expresses the same theme, your Yetzi with the other. Let's say if a guy makes a Bracha, Asher Kishon Tzos Etzvanu, Ladur Basuka. So he's not Yetze. It still means Yetze. He came to do it. It's the same thing. Or if a guy makes a bracha, Shek Shem Zazor, Al Batil is Dalad Minim. He's not Yetze. What is Yetze? The guy says, Shek Shem Zazor, Laniach Os Al Yadenu. It's the same thing. It's the wrong Nusach, because I was smarter than you. Based on Rabbi Ezra, when Misakir is Chabrach, you're not supposed to change the Nusach. That's why we're spending weeks on end trying to figure out what the correct Nusach is. But with the end, push comes to shove, if you express the theme of the Bracha properly, then you get to Hanum Not to Fersha Gemara. The Gemara says, if a person makes a Bracha on bread, Bracha Chamana Mordai Pita. Say, blessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created bread. You didn't say Abatzi, Lechem, Minor, you didn't say any of that. You still didn't say, because you basically said the theme of the bracha. So that's what the Rishonim were walking this tightrope. Then they knew that there were some people who were going to be Yotzei Tzitzis with Talis Kotlans. Others were not going to be Yotzei Tzitzis with Talis Kotlans. So they were trying to figure out this time, what Nusach should we create? What's the right Nusach? So let's switch to Nusach. The days of Chazal, nobody wore Talis Kotlans. The days of Chazal, people walked around with Talis Kotlans. The whole institution of Talis Kotlans were because they came to communities where it wasn't normal to walk around with these these big four-cornered shawls on top of you. Nobody was walking. The Jews looked ridiculous. So the Rishonim said, okay, so we're not going to walk around with our talis kotlans. We'll keep that in shul. We'll wear talis kotlans because we want to be yotzei tzitzis as much as we can. The problem was that the talis kotlans were half the time weren't the right size. So that's what the Rishonim write, that we encourage people to wear them. We're going to try to encourage people to get the right sizes, but not everyone's going to listen. So we'll tailor make a little bit. We'll change the bracha a little bit. That way, it's not the optimal bracha, but it's in the greatest scheme of things. It's good because you get to any with the event, and that way it'll minimize the bracha batal for those few people. We're not making the bracha proper. It's a shame that it's not my. It's not like some scientific, historical hocus pocus. It's a shame in the Rambam and the Tosfos and Shulchan.
This
happens
in another bracha, or is it the only time you ever say?
Oh, so this is the only application where we say that al is better than le. That and it's less of a problem. So there's a Tosfos in Maseches Sukkah. But Tosfos is a famous discussion. We're just talking about it in Shul. where Taisa says a whole pilpul about, not today, we're talking about it on the first day, on the middle of the night. It was sheer, it was the 1-2 slot, I think. We were talking about brachas on Nogim. It was the 12-1 slot. Brachas on Nogim. So there's a famous Gemara in Maseches Sukkah where the Gemara says, when you bang Hoshanas on Hoshana Rab, you don't make a bracha. Why don't you make a bracha? Because it's only a minute, so you don't make a bracha in a minute. Why don't you make a bracha in a minute? Why don't you make a bracha in a minute? It's not like a minute, like, you know, like the Jews in Bergenfield developed a minute. It's a minute chachamim. It's a minute neviim. Forget the neviim. Chayyus Chaimalachi started the minute of banging of shots of Shem Rabbah. This minute is 2,500 years old. It was instituted by the Beis Hamikdash. So it's a chachmei haTorah instituted as a minute Yisrael. It's a universal minute. So why do you make a bracha on it? We make a bracha on the Rabbanon. So why do we make a bracha on it? So Rashi in the spot says because minhagim are not included in losasa. Rashi says losasa b'adav shegilu chayimim small applies to mitzvahs the Rabbanon. Yeah, that's true. It doesn't apply to minhagim. So even though it's the same days and it's talking, but based in, there are two different concepts in halacha. There's a mitzvah derabbanan, and then there's a hanhagim derabbanan. So if Chazal instituted that there's sivoy derabbanan, then you can make a bracha shekin shem tzayis tvanu, because that's called losasa. If you only instituted as a hanhagim, as a minhag, so then there's a rashi. It's all a function of yeh losasa, nish losasa. So the Rambam definitely doesn't hold that way, because the Rambam, the Yinvachas Mamim, writes that minhagi based in, at least, but other based in a Gadol, are also Losasar. The Rambam is beferish that if you don't light near Tzchanak, you're over Losasar. If you don't follow the minhag of the Sanhedrin, you're also over Losasar. If you say, I'm not going to clap Hoshanas, I don't like this minhag, I'm not going to do this minhag, that's this or their eyes. Losasar, that's Abashik, you're calling me as well. So according to the Rambam, there's absolutely no difference in terms of Losasar between minhagim and mitzvahs. And the Rambam said beferish of his brachas, the reason why you make brachas on mitzvahs derabbanan, based on the Gemara in Shabbos, Achav Gimel, Hechem Sivanu, L'Sosor. So the Rambam writes, when you make a bracha on the mitzvah derabbanan, what you're basically saying is, Hashem Kedishanu mitzvah yisatzvah l'shmoy l'chachamim, shetzivanu l'hadik v'shachanka. That's what the bracha basically means. You don't say that whole thing, but that's what you're basically thinking. So according to the Rambam, why don't you make a bracha on the minute? What's the Gemara said, Beverish. The Gemara tells a story, somebody was saw one of the Amoraim, clapping their Shabbos, there was no bracha. So Shema minu v'sav, minu v'imu. It wasn't a takan, it wasn't a mitzvah, it was only a mitzvah. So according to the Rambam, it wasn't a bracha. So the famous word from Briskirov, you know Briskirov? Famous word from Briskirov. So Briskirov says that there's no difference in terms of the mechayev of doing dinam derabbanan and doing minhagim derabbanan. I get what I mean? Minhagim, mamash minhagim based in the world, but the real, not just, you know, we have a family minute to, you know, to eat cheesecake or something. That's not what I'm talking about. There's no difference in terms of the mechayev, but birchas and mitzvahs are only instituted in something that is a chalei shem mitzvah. A minig is nishke mitzvah. It's not a chefza for the mitzvah. It's a chefza for the minig. In terms of you as a gavra, whether you have to do it or not, you have to do it. And if you don't do it, you're subject to the same little saucer as the guy who doesn't like near Chanukah. So even though mitama gavra, so I have the same chiyuv mutal alai to light Chanukah candles, and the same chiyuv mutal alai to klap Hoshanas on Hoshana Rabbah. But mitam the mice itself, one is a mice shel mitzvah, and one is a mice shel minhag. The takanas chachamim was brachas were instituted on mitzvahs; they weren't instituted on minhagim. The minhag is nishkin mitzvah, but in terms of the mechayev, it's not a chisaron. The mechayev, it's a chisaron. The etzem adam, a famous word from brisk. It's like brisk, mint, brisk. So I hope I'm back to the story. So the Gemara says you don't make a bracha on banking Hoshanas. So Tosfos quotes a question: is this Gemara that says you don't make a bracha on clapping Hoshanas, is this true by all minhagim? Every single thing that we do is Torah's minhag, there's no bracha, is that true? Or the Gemara didn't say it, it's an absolute. The Gemara is giving one example. But it's possible that there are certain minhagim that are tikkunim brachas. So Tosfos quotes the name of Rabbeinu Tam that there are definitely minhagim out there that get brachas. There's no question about it. There's no way this Gemara is an absolute statement. Can't be like Vayavar. Which minhag for sure gets brachas? Oh, it's Yantashem. The Gemara says in Beitza, Hizaru v'minig ha'biseichem. The Gemara says, b'zman hazeh, we have a calendar. So we know exactly when Rosh Chodesh was. So we're keeping it to Sheni for. So the Gemara says, shalcha mitam. They sent a message from Eretz Yisrael to the Bnei Bavel. Hizaru v'minig ha'biseichem. Keep up what you were doing. Hizaru v'minig ha'biseichem. So Rabbeinu Tam took that Gemara. Mamash kipshutai. B'minig ha'biseichem. Rabbeinu Tam says that you have to do it. Al z'minig. The whole Yad V'Shev says, z'minig. As I stand Rabbeinu Tam. So the Ran took it says, b'chal, it's not true. The Ran says, that's not at all what the Gemara meant. What the Gemara meant was, Hizar b'minig ha'biseichem, because Chazal wanted us to keep him in Hagim, what did they do? They made a takana, mid-rabbah, called Yad V'Shev. Even as man as that. There was an official form of Meisha Beizen, Nimna V'Gamru, that Yimachuyah mid-rabbah, to observe Yad V'Shev. So it's a mitzvah d'rabbah. It's not a minig d'rabbah, it's a mitzvah d'rabbah. Not that Rabbeinu Tam said you have to be any, you can't be anyone mizalzel. Rabbeinu Tam also held you have to keep every single kutzah shagir on the sheni. That's not a question. Rabbeinu Tam says in the universe of halacha, it's begin the minig, not begin the mitzvah. Says Rabbeinu Tam, everybody makes brachas at yet sheni. You make brachas in the sheni. We don't make alachas matzah. We don't make alachas mar. We don't make halal. Our wives don't pinch lachma. We make brachas galore in yet sheni. So says Rabbeinu Tam. Zemin Fadol, you see from here that there are certain minhagim you do make brachas on, and certain minhagim you don't make brachas on. What's the rule? Sisrei Torah. Well, maybe we'll give you a little, we'll share with you a little bit. Much of Sisrei Torah I can't share because I don't know. This particular piece of Sisrei Torah, maybe I can share with you a little bit later, but hang in from it. This is Rabbeinu Tam's famous raya, that some minhagim do get brachas, other minhagim don't get brachas. And then Rabbeinu Tam says, and therefore, halal and Rish Chaydesh, which is only a minig, can get a bracha. Because that's closer to the end of Shani than just the Klapi Oshanas. So, Sisrei Torah from Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah.
According to Rabbeinu Tam, that end of Shani is only a minig, that's enough to help you to fill in and stuff like that?
It's a minig, and it's not like a minig of eating cheesecake. It's a minig that was instituted by the Beis and Gadol. But Chach Megamar, it's a minig that was instituted by Zman Chazal, and therefore we are mechuyev to follow that minig. And al zeh ne'amar yishkach b'racham la'kadom v'tayim b'shevel ta'ase. That's what the Rashi says in Shul. Rashi says, why don't we read Tefillin Yitav Sheni? So Rashi says, yishkach b'racham la'kadom v'tayim. So the same Beis Din, whether the Beis Din HaGol that instituted Yitav Sheni as a minug, like Rabbeinu Tam, or whether they instituted it as a takana, like the Ran, either way, built into that minug slash takana was, you know, put on Tefillin. In the last 1700 years, we've never seen anybody b'zman hazeh with Tefillin Yitav Sheni. We've been observing Yad Vashem for quite some time, and we never heard of the Chabad Chaim, we're in Tefillin Yad Vashem, we never saw the Grohl, we had the Rashi, the Rambam, nobody, Ashkenaz, Sephardi, Temani, nobody in the last 1700 years has ever worn Tefillin Yad Vashem, even though we know for a fact that it's only Midr Rabbanan. So the Rashba posed that question. The Rashba says, it must be that the Beis Din Institute of Yad Vashem must have built in the caveat to that was Yishkach Recham Lachon Tav Shem Atasah. So it doesn't really matter whether it was instituted with those minhag Torah's mitzvah. Chazal realized you can't have guys putting on tefillin. You put on tefillin, it's going to undermine the entire Yad Vashem. So getting back to the story. So this is all on the side. We know when you're going to talk about that. That's the difference. Okay, it's post-mod, pre-mod. This is just a free fall. This is free association today, right? So like any other day. Okay. So Rabbeinu Tam was convinced that that Gemara in Masechta Sukkah is not Chag Tfilah Yavar. It's not absolute end of discussion. There are some in Hagim that are subject to brachas, and Yad Vashani is the Raya. So Taisus has a startling comment in Masechta Sukkah. You read this Taisus, and you got to wonder what city did the Baal Taisus use. Taisus writes, nah, there's no Raya. Say Taisus, we don't really make any brachas on Yad Vashani. So Taisa says, what do you mean? We didn't have in Mincha yesterday, Kaddish Tzov Hazman? We didn't have Musaf yesterday? So Taisa says, of course we daven for Yom Tov and Yom Tov Sheni. But we don't say the magic word. What's the magic word? Vitzivanu. The problem of making a brach on a minig is you can't make a brach a mitzvah on a minig. You can't say, I can say Vitzivanu on a minig. The Rashi's reason, the Rambam's reason, you can't say Vitzivanu. But to daven a Yom Tov Tekishman Hezra, was a shlach, what's the time? Oh, yeah. You can't say Asher Kiddushar Mitzvah Yisavitzivanu to do something. But anyway, Taisa says, who says Asher Kiddushar Mitzvah Yad Vashani? We never heard of that. Whoever makes it, Asher Kiddushar. What Gersa Mitzvah do we, Taisa throws out the challenge to us. What Gersa Mitzvah do we say on Yad Vashani? What we do is Kiddush and Abdullahs and Davenings and all that kind of stuff. Eh, that's fine. That's okay. That kind of advertises. So you look at the studies, you read these studies and say, is this the same religion that we practice? What is Tysus? What is Tysus talking about? Who has a kasha? Imagine you were invited to the Seder of Rabbeinu Tam on the second Aliyah. If you're Rabbeinu Tam Seder, you say, you get to Motzi Matzah. So Rabbeinu Tam's holding the matzahs. How many matzahs is he holding? Probably like his brother, three. Okay, Hashbam, Rabbeinu Tam. The top to play all three matzahs. Only three matzahs. Rabbeinu Tam is the second night of Yom Tov. Baruch Adash Hashem, Baruch Adash Hashem, Baruch Adash Hashem. What happens next? Rabbeinu Tam starts eating? What? Doesn't he? What? What does he say? Baruch Adash Hashem, Baruch Adash Hashem, Baruch Adash Hashem. You tell me. Is that what he said? That's what Rabbeinu Tam did? Were you with that Seder? Do you believe in a million years? That is it. Rabbeinu Tam is looking at the maximum level of Sekhara. He's been says in Shteyn Nagata. On what's the Rabbeinu Tam talking about? What's that? What is he talking about? Who does it? Did he make Alakhil Zmar? It's a joke. Did he make a bracha? What are you talking about? So in that Tysus, there's a Rabbi Kivega, I'm giving the Shas. And Rabbi Kivega tells you to go. What do you think? Where do you think Rabbi Kivega sends you to?
To the
You're in charge, you're responsible for this one. You're the guy who gave me the rest here. Rabbi Kivega says, I think he calls the Taz. I don't remember what he calls the Dakimash, I think he calls the Taz. It's called the Dakimash. I ain't Taz, or Chaim Zimchas. That's what he says. That what did Rabbeinu Tam? What did Tysus mean to say? Of course we make alach as matzah, but who cares? It's not a bracha matal anyway. Because al is just yeah, that's good, that's wonderful. Can you believe that? It's play. It means basically Tysus quotes a yeshav yesh mefarshim, but that's Rabbeinu Tam that to be doich Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam brought a rifle at the shen. He's emin for going with brachas aminogim. And others want to say, no, it's not true. We don't make brachas aminogim. Alech is matzah is different because it's an al, it's not a leh. Okay. You still believe this? Who believes what I just said? What I told you is emes, but who thinks it's right? I solved all the problems, all the world's problems. There are no other brachas that you say on Yom Tov Sheni. All the brachas are alts. Every bracha on Yom Tov Sheni is an al. Wives don't bench left. Nobody says Lahad Mekner Shel Yom Tov. What's going on? What happened to that? They say Allah brachas nevers. What do you think Rebbetzin Rabbeinu Tam did? She didn't say Lahad Mekner Shel Yom Tov. There was some Rishonim hold. You never make a bracha when you bench left. It doesn't say in the Gemara. Forget about Yom Tov. The Gemara never says, what bracha do you make when you bench Shabbos Kantos, when you light Shabbos Kantos. Gemara never says it. Tosfos quotes one opinion from Shabbos that says, you never make a bracha when you bench left. Why? No, you gotta learn this, so you figure out why. But there was some Rishonim would say, you never ever make a bracha when you bench left. Bechlal! I didn't say we followed that, but it is very possible that the Yesh Mefarshim and Sukkah followed that. The Yesh Mefarshim, we don't know who they were. So those Rishon, again, imagine the Rabbeinu Tam sitting in his yeshiva, and he's getting up and telling you, Azash Tivotar. Rabbeinu Tam saying, you got to put yourself back into France for this one. So Rabbeinu Tam saying that, I'm telling you, he's like, Rabbeinu Tam, that we can make brachas of Menogim. I think Gemara says you can't. No, those are some Menogim, other Menogim. Yadav Sheni is a Raya Bush and a Tshuva. So you have all the way in the back, you have some Tabidim who's screaming out, wait a second, Rebbe, the Ron wasn't born for 20 years. The Ron has the Takana, not a minute. So, come right down, somebody talking about it. He's already Rebbe Sechem, he's a minute. No, how can we try to put Takanas? There's another Talmud in the back, I don't know his name. Yesh Mefarshim, somebody. Says, Rebbe, Yadav Sheni is not a good Raya. Because there is no Bechazet Yadav Sheni. So some of the other Talmidim are snickering and saying, what does he do? He doesn't have a Seder. He doesn't even make Alchas Matzah. So somebody else in the back is screaming and saying, don't make fun of him. He's holding like the tiles in the Ramah, who didn't live for another 400 years. It means you can't be a Rav Alchas Matzah, his mother. So somebody else says, but what about Halik Neshol Shah, Halik Neshol Yontef? So somebody else says, don't bother him. His Rebbetzin never makes Halik Neshol Shabbos either. Because he's from the Balei Tosfos and Shabbos that we rejected. He's from that school. Oh, those issues, we don't know the issue for Shemar. That's the problem with the Balei Tosfos. There are hundreds of them walking around. We have no idea any of them are. We know three or four of them, and that's it. So that one day in Tosfos really is potentially defendable, possibly. There's still something missing. Still one. There's one mitzvah that it's still hard to explain. Leishmasov is great. You can make chol mar also leishmasov. Think of one. There's only one. There's only one left that's unanswerable. Guys, come on. I want one bracha on the Yontif Sheni that starts with a le, and everybody says it, and don't tell me about the Maisa that you say it. Oh. Yeah, you guys said it all times an hour. It's all the talk. You got it, said it within the last 26 hours, you said it. You didn't say Likur Sahalo? Or maybe somebody said Limor Sahalo, depending on Ashkra Svara. But everyone said le. With Yontif Sheni, last I checked yesterday was Yontif Sheni. So what happened to that? Now, Pesach is not so bad. Why? The fact he's saying Yad Hashem is not so terrible, because who said you're making bracha on Yad Hashem? Who says it's halal on Yad Hashem? You know, Mikrit. Who says it's halal on Cholamay? Mikrit that it's a minig. That's another story. So Pesach is not such a good example. Shavuos, and what else? It was Torah. We make lick cross halal. It's pure Yad Hashem. Pure Yad Hashem. What's halal cross halal? So the tzivtra is really hard to explain, that the challah and the last day of Sukkot, it's a different kind of challah, it's in Gabur Shatayr, it's a challah, Lom the Shahala, but Chayes Apella. So this 20-minute digression, you can blame it, or thank, not blame it, thank Jeremy. You want to know, does anybody ever quote this Taz? And the Ramah, yeah, Rabbi Kivega knew it, Rabbi Kivega read the pieces, and said. Everybody's the back to that story, okay? Well, I don't even know what the story was, so I forgot what we're talking about. Back to that story. So, I told you I would tell you the Sisri Torah. I told you I would tell you the secret. Jer Ben Tam. So what's Jer Ben Tam? Well, what is the beer? Ben Tam says, some menagim yeh brachas, some menagim nish brachas. There are three menagim. One is clapping Hashanahs, that the Gemara of the Farish, there's no bracha. Sure. End of discussion. Yad of Sheni. Avada their brachas. Rabbi Tam says he doesn't buy the whole Yeshua Farshim, was also all wrong. All shlekit did. Rabbi Tam says Raya Brush and Lachuva, the Ran's not right, the Yeshua Farshim are not right. The Raya Brush, there's a bracha on Yontif Sheni. Halal and Rish Chodesh. It's a minhag. The Gemara says Nidus. Rabbi Tam says I think you make a bracha. So we have three menagim on the table. Two of them we make a bracha, says Rabbi Tam. One of them we don't. What's the rule? What's the call? Yonisht, what's the rule? No, I don't know. It's not such a deep dark secret. I told you before already. It was in between the lines. Why don't we make a bracha on the minig of clapping Hashanahs? What's the chisaron of making a bracha on the minig? Rashi said, what was the chisaron? It is not. Also. According to Rashi, is there any svar accused that the mechalak with of menagim? No. Every minute is not called losos. According to Rashi, it has to be losos. The only justification to recite the bracha on a minute, on a derabanan, is to call losos. There's a thing in Shabbos Chav Gimel. Hechan tzivar b'neres chanukah losos. So according to Rashi, if it ain't losos, it ain't going to be a bracha. According to Rashi, does it make the slightest bit of sense to say, no, well, this minig is okay, and this minig, it's a question. This is not a derabbanan d'gashal, this is a derais d'gashal. I mean, hagim l'sasar, the answer is no, there is no bracha. So what's Pshar Rabbeinu Tam? It's So Zakti Biskarov, the same piece, Biskarov did Vachas Brachas, comes Biskarov and he says, obviously we've been a Tam held, like the Rambam. The reason why you don't make Brachas and Minhagin is not because there's a lack of a Mechayev. It's the same Mechayev to Tang Hoshan as the Lightning of Chanukah. There's not an iota of difference. You have the same violation of Allah for the terror of the Salsa for either one of not fulfilling either one of those two mitzvahs. Either the mitzvah derabanan or the minik derabanan, it's the same thing, mitam losasar. What's the chiluk? The chiluk is the maisa called the maisa shal mitzvah, or is the maisa called a maisa shal minik? Nerus Chanukah is called the maisa shal mitzvah. Klapping of Shana is called the maisa shal minik. So the biskirav kedarka bekedish, the ultimate of brisk. Says the biskirav, you can have an action that the mechayev to do it is b'koyach minug, but the ma'isa mitam atzmo is chal on it, b'shem ma'isa shal mitzvah. That means this ma'isa is labeled up yidin as a ma'isa shal mitzvah. The fact that you're doing it now is not a tzivu, it's not a mitzvah that's the engine that's gearing what you're doing. The mechayev to do it is b'teres minug, but the ma'isa mitam atzmo state, it's called a ma'isa shal mitzvah. Dr. Biskarov, Yontif Sheni, the institution of Yontif Sheni, is a Maisa Shal Mitzvah. Eating matzah on a Yontif is a Maisa Shal Mitzvah. It happens to be that this particular Yontif is not what the Torah said. It happens to be, this is the Derabbanan, the command of Yontif. But once Chazal Kiveya, this is called the Shen Yontif, Achilas Matzah on the first night of Pesach, is called the Maisa Shal Mitzvah. Ay, it's the second night. No, that's Midrash, it's the second night. Midrabban is the first night of Pesach. And therefore, I'm doing a Maisa Mitam Atzmai, that's called the Maisa Shal Mitzvah. When I said Hallel yesterday, I was saying Hallel on Yontif. Ay, the Mechayev to observe this mitzvah is only Midrabban, it's only a minute. What are you? The chisar, the deficiency of making a bracha, and I do it lack of a mechayev. It's the same as also. That's not the issue, according to Brisker Rambam. That's not the point, according to the Rambam. The point is, mitam ha-maiseh. Zokter ben tam, why do you say halel? Why do you say halel Rosh Chodesh with a bracha? You know what ben tam says? That's a little bit from Karim Sukkim. You're not doing a maiseh shal mitzvah. What you are doing is a maiseh shal mitzvah. You're doing a maiseh mitzvah, Karim Sukkim. The fact that you're saying these words, the mechayev to say dafka these tzukim at this time of the year, on this day, is only the Taurus minug. The mechayev of a bracha has nothing to do with what the engine of the mechayev is. The mechayev of the bracha is if you are being Isaac in a maisa shal mitzvah. Maisa shal mitzvah is talmud bracha. That's not the maisa shal mitzvah. So state in Briskerov. So this deep dark secret of Rabbeinu Tam, how do you know which minhagim we should know? No, don't look at where the mechayev is. Look at mitam atzmai shel dover. Is this called a ma'aseh shel mitzvah? Ma'aseh shel minhag. That's the word. So this was all in response. We're still putting this on Jeremy. Also, Baruch Hashem, Hashem shezachim lakach. We had a taisus with a brisker rav and a whole shtickle. Anyway, it's about that story. This is chaz for a second. So we didn't even get to the first point of what I wanted to say today. That Rabbeinu Tam is trying to find this the deep dark secret. When you say Liz, when you say Al's, so Rabbeinu Tam says the Liz are for Lamed is for the longer mitzvahs, the Al's are for the chick-chack ones. So we said Tefillin is a longer mitzvah, keep the Tefillin a long time. Tzitzis is a longer one. Lesatev, so many mitzvah mitzvahnik. What do you mean? Don't we say Al? So that's how we got into this whole sidetrack, right? So you also two of you guys are responsible for this whole digression here. And what's the third one? Where it's a Shlepsacha mitzvah. What's the third one? Leishi B'sukkah. Those are perfect. And we know Laniach. The Gemara has the Laniach. We know Leishi. We know these Chazal made these brachas. So it must be these are the brachas that have Shlepsach out. So there are two brachas that Rabbeinu Tam has to defend. If the Rabbeinu Tam's theory is right, it's going to be right. Lagamri. If he has too many holes in his theory, then the Rebbe is going to come and say there's no theory anymore. So there are two mitzvahs that Rabbeinu Tam has to turn the world upside down to defend. One of them is the mitzvah of Hanukkah's name is Chanukah, and the other is the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar. Because l'chora, the bracha on Hanukkah's name Chanukah, that we know, it's not a l'chora, that's a gemara, l'chadik neshav Chanukah. The bracha on Shofar in our maksa says l'shmor, so we think that's the bracha. We're going to work with that for this tomorrow, but that's the bracha. Are those mitzvahs, examples of mitzvahs that are over in a snap, or those also shlepsach kinds of mitzvahs. According to Ben Tam, they got to be shlepi kind of mitzvahs, because if not, then we're making the wrong bracha. So hopefully, mitzvah tomorrow, we have a lot of work to do. We see a phenomenal thing that when you learn sugas and brachas and mitzvahs, so you very often learn a lot about the nature of a mitzvah, both the rice, both the rabbanon. The sugas and mitzvahs is only the rabbanon, but it opens up our eyes to concepts with the rice, or we deal with mitzvahs, what concepts the rabbanon. But we'll hopefully learn a lot about Neir Chanukah tomorrow. Things that the last thing we're talking about at the end of May, the Neir Chanukah. We'll learn a lot about the Kishon for tomorrow, things that we may not have known before. And we're all going to figure out all these different fancy schmancy razzle dazzle gedaros about these mitzvahs based on putting them, sticking into Rebbe Natan's theory. Because Rebbe Natan's theory is going to stand, it better be right. It can't have any holes in it. So hopefully, mitzvah tomorrow, we'll try to learn a little bit of Neir Chanukah. Maybe we'll. There's going to be snow on occasion for Hanukkah tomorrow. But hopefully, Shem tomorrow will be a right time to learn some Hilchos Hanukkah and a little bit of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah as well. So I'm thinking around the year with Rebbe Natan. Okay, let's Shem tomorrow.